The image of boarded up shops is both familiar and disheartening here in New Orleans. A couple of months into the COVID-19 pandemic, local graffiti artist Josh Wingerter found a way to create beauty out of these barriers. The Historic New Orleans Collection interviewed Josh for their project, From the Frontline, Narratives of the COVID-19 Pandemic in New Orleans.
You know, when you know something isn't permanent, but you do know that, like, the people that were around when it was going on or passed by when it initially happened gets to be part of it, you know, and now it's just like that exclusive club.
What
are the colors?
Red would be cool, give me a white.
For the quarantine, you know, if you follow the trail of breadcrumbs, like where I did all the artwork, was places that I hung out regularly. The first place I painted was the Houdat Cafe. So I went home and put together those pieces that were like kind of quirky, kind of fun, but still was like, hey, this is happening, you know, which was the COVID Louis, that's what we call it, and the COVID Booker, which was the Armstrong piece. He has a mask on the end of his trumpet, and he's wearing two blue gloves. And then on the James Booker piece, he's holding a sign that says 6 feet, y'all, you know, with a heart on his head and wearing a mask as well. And that evening, people started passing by, and the response we got was just like, you know, it was great. You know, it was overwhelming. People were super excited about it. So the next day, I contacted the owners of Cafe Negril and the Spotted Cat, which are places I'm super familiar with because I worked at the art market right next door for, you know, years. So I contacted them asking if I could, you know, paint on their plywood because everybody's got plywood up, you know. And before I can get a response, I had already started. You know, I started painting and everything else like that, and then they finally responded to me. I think I had already did both of those spaces and the Frenchman Deli, and I was starting on like that dog at the time. Because once I got out and started painting, you know, other businesses in the neighborhood was like, hey, will you come do ours? Will you come paint ours? You know, so on and so forth. So it was immediately received well. So that evening, after doing a few different pieces, I came home and I was like, man, what if we made a drive-through gallery? That nobody has to be in contact with each other. Everybody wants to get out of their house. They're stirring to leave. It's something new to see in a familiar area. And before we could finish that day, you know, there was like a news crew out there. There was like other artists out there.
Turning a piece of plywood into a valuable piece of art. With spray paint and stencils, graffiti artist Joshua Wingerter spent about 6 hours in the Marigny Wednesday painting live.
Going out and doing those pieces and then starting a dialogue again with the community, that was pretty much like muzzled, you know. it felt great. So all the people that were trying to commission me and everything else, we told them, it's like, hey, we're gonna run a charity event.
A New Orleans artist spent hours painting in the Marigny today. Every piece sold helps a local nonprofit.
Plywood kind of had everything boarded up and kind of like structurally like no entrance, you know, kind of feeling like you're standing outside of like a wall. And I think, you know, creatively that the imagery and the artwork and everything softens all of that. And it's no longer like this fortress, you know, now it's a museum, you know, it's a place to stop and look at. It's not a place to say, oh man, I guess we can't go there, let's speed past this or ignore this or remind me of, you know, what's going on, you know, because even more than that, like, I think that's what boarded up windows kind of remind us all of in the city of New Orleans, because this isn't the first time we've boarded up, right? You know, and but every time we do, it's for something really serious that we're all kind of nervous about and scared of and trying to get through.